This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
93.7 The Fan, 100.1 FM, AM 1020 KDK, and WAMO 107.3 partner to support the Pittsburgh public school students for the school year by providing stuffed backpacks for the Pittsburgh for PPS. That's hashtag Pittsburgh for PPS backpack drive. You can support by purchasing backpacks or dropping at a location near you. For details, visit 93.7thefan.com to drop off your donation. The big boy Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show joining us here for one more segment. What do you think about McAfee appearing everywhere and anywhere? I mean, he's ubiquitous, if you like that word, big boy. He's doing the press conference for the Major League All-Star Game. He's on the field doing wrestling introductions of the players. This guy is amazing. How well did you know him? How did you get this job? Do you hang out with him? Do you socialize with him? Tell us about McAfee.
He's a very driven individual. Let me tell you that. There's nobody that works harder than him, as you can tell. There's nobody that is, I don't know, I won't even say misunderstood. How much philanthropy he does is outrageous. You would never know in the world. But, yeah, he's taken a little step back in wrestling here the past couple of weeks because even the strongest people probably get worn down from time to time, but it's out in LA right now there, Joe, for the ESPYs.
Is he going to host that too?
No, he hosted. Didn't he host that a couple years ago?
I mean,
I think his good friend Shane Gillis is hosting. So I think they did the show out there. Then they might be going to the program.
Have you and Donnie Football bonded over wrestling?
Oh, constantly. That's all we talk about. We went to the last WWE event. He was a couple sections down from me. Absolutely.
We should have known this limits, right? That him and Donnie Football would become the best. Did you get invited to Donnie's wedding?
No.
Here we go. He's invited everybody in Western Pennsylvania except his new friend, Cabali?
You and Cam Hayward.
I saw that, but I didn't read it. Did Cam give him some junk?
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't appreciate that, nor did he appreciate that Donnie had him only eighth on his list of best Steelers of the quarter century. But let's not bury the lead. Are you offended that you didn't get a clip and save from Donnie because everybody else did?
I'm actually happy. I don't want him hearing this, feeling obligated. My wedding days are over, and I have transitioned into funeral days. How unfortunate that might be.
That's terrible.
So yeah. I couldn't tell you the last wedding I went to. I can tell you the bunch of funerals I've went to. You know how that transition is, Joe.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
But come on, you still have to spice it up with a wedding here. And you were just in the middle of explaining that you and Donnie are developing a very nice relationship here. I'm hurt for you.
I think he invited Mackie instead. I'm not quite sure.
Maybe he can put that on his Mackie planner. Got it down? I don't know. He might have to.
He gets really upset when you bring up the Mackey planner.
I love the Mackey planner. I love a man who's prepared in work and in life.
You know what the Mackey planner is called right now? Your phone.
Yeah, that's
you don't
true.
Need a physical that's piece
a good,
of paper.
That's a good point.
Right?
All right, I guess we'll pass by that one and try to deflect with humor. I think that Kibale is hurt limits.
Yeah, I keep my own planner in my phone for everything. But I am surprised, Mark, that you're not going to be there. And I feel like we could have raided the cookie table together, and that would have been appropriate.
Well, what's that supposed to mean, limits?
You're not the first guy who's gotten pissed with limits. Play the guy from earlier, Harry. Listen to this guy from this week.
Yeah, Harry in Westview, as I brought up a point, wasn't necessarily excited.
What's your problem, limits? What's your problem, limits?
Let me hear that again twice. I love this guy's voice.
What's your problem, limits? What's your problem, limits?
He does have a problem, doesn't he, Mark, with a lot of things. He's irritating at times.
The funny thing is people probably really think his name is Limits. You think this guy really knows what his real name is?
How about this, Mark? Joey Molinaro, when I met him at the celebrity softball event on Monday.
Who's he?
He's a comedian, really good comedian.
Yeah.
So he listens to the station a lot. And I told him, hey, this is Austin Bechtold. It's really nice to meet you and everything. I like your work. And he was like, wait, are you Limits? I recognize your voice.
That is
and
great.
I'm like, yeah, but no, it's not great. I want people to know me for Austin, not for Limits. I want Limits to be the subplot.
Joe, did you hear the humble brag there by Limits? Well, yeah. Joey knows me.
Joey knows me on a first name basis.
He didn't follow me back on Instagram or Twitter, though.
Unfortunately, the first name is Limits.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. It also proves he listens to the show.
He does, yes. He was very complimentary of the show. Very complimentary of you, Joe.
He was?
And part-time pomp.
And parked. Well, everybody's complimentary.
Scotland Pomp. Went to Scotland Yards.
Absolutely. Yes, he's probably the master of ceremonies there. Let's say, how long has Pomp worked here? How long has this been called the Pomp and Joe Show?
Close to a year now.
What?
I think Bob jumped on, well, maybe close to being, I think, October last year.
Let's say 8 months.
Yeah, that's probably more appropriate.
So every month there's 25 shows. What's 8 times 25? Can you figure that out on your phone,
Mark,
Limits?
Mark, do you know what that is? 8
Can
times 25?
Can you figure
25?
That out? It's
yeah,
200.
You're asking me a math question.
It's 200,
200.
Limits, right? Out of 200 possible appearances, how many has Pomp appeared on this show?
I'm going to say half, 100.
You think half?
I
say 30%.
He's part-time Pomp. That would make sense.
Say 30%.
How many times have you guys been together as a duo?
25%, maybe. But that's the way it was designed.
And Joe's going away next week too, right?
Yeah.
Pomp
at his advanced age, he's not going to be on the show every day. That's the way this was designed. I can have the show to myself sometimes. Bob gets it to himself sometimes.
Advanced age? You're calling Bob old.
Older than me, and I'm getting there. How old are you, Kibale?
21, as I tell my kids all the time. Hey, Lemon, what percentage chance of Joe and Bob working together the rest of the year?
Ooh, like how many shows will they do together?
Football season.
No, what percentage chances, how many percentage of shows left will they work together?
I'm going to say, because we're getting into football, 45.
Yeah, I'm going to say 45 to 50 once we get into football. But we digress, Kibale. You have to go soon. We did our top five Steelers. We did this. Who'd we do it with? The Batconian Mongoose?
We did the Mongoose.
Give me your top five Steelers, and we'll match it up to what Limits and I did.
You know, what, from the 21st century?
Yeah, are you tired? Why are you rubbing your eyes like that?
I'm always tired, man, but I never sleep. Do you want five for one? You want?
I don't care.
Other receiving votes?
1-5, 5-1. Yeah, no, I want you to be definitive here. I don't want, this guy, that
well,
guy.
Well, I'll be definitive, but I got five other receiving votes, though.
I don't want those. I want your top five Steelers, period.
Number five, James Debo Harrison.
Uh-huh.
Number four, Alan Faneca.
Uh-huh.
Number three, Troy Polamalu.
Oh, boy.
Number two, Antonio Brown. Number one, the big boy.
No TJ Watt?
I mean, he's only played 6 years.
He should be a three-time defensive player of the year by now.
Listen, I got You've the got others nuts. Receiving votes.
6 years?
That's the problem.
How long has TJ played?
Played longer 17? Than 6 years.
What
Count them,
it,
limits
17,
and
18?
Correct them then, if you have the info.
Okay, oh, okay, let's play it. This game.
No.
Let's play this game. Who are you taking off of my top five?
AB.
Oh, you're crazy.
I'm not crazy. My top five is Ben 1, Troy 2, TJ 3, Hines Ward 4, and Alan Faneca 5.
You're taking AB off.
Yes, he quit on his team. He's in my top 10, don't get me wrong, but I'm taking Hines Ward over him every day of the week. I'm trying to win here.
I had AB at, I think it was 4th.
Tell him your top 5.
I had Ben, Troy, Watt, AB, Faneca.
Wait, so who did you leave out?
I left out James Harrison.
James Harrison, okay. All right, then who else?
My others receiving votes, I got to get this in there. Le'Veon, Ferrier, Pouncey, Hines, and I can't read my writing on the fifth one.
No Cam Hayward.
No Cam Hayward?
And Cam. TJ's not even in the top 10 right now for me.
What?
You've lost your mind. You're out of your mind.
Although I think he's great, but I just don't.
You think they should pay him $40 million?
I think he's still in the middle of his career. I'm not going to put him on my list that's more of people who is retired or close to retirement. I would say if Cam retired in a year or two, he might move up to the top five. But as he's still in his game, in his playing, I'm bumping him down a little bit.
Yeah, but you have Cam still in there. You don't have TJ.
Like, is Patrick Mahomes?
I have Cam as other receiving votes.
Is Patrick Mahomes not on the Chiefs list because he's still playing and isn't close to retirement?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
You know what? These are
Is Aaron Rodgers, if he made the Packers best players of the quarter century, you're not putting Rodgers on there? The four-time MVP?
Hit Walt from Westview. What's your problem, Limits?
Yeah, hit him. His name was Harry.
His name was actually Harry.
What's your problem, Limits? Yeah. What's your problem, Limits?
This is my list.
Your list sucks. How can you not have TJ?
You left off Antonio Brown, and you're saying
he's in my top 10. He's in my top 10. He's number 6, as a matter of fact. Followed by Cam, the Farrier Pigeon, James Harrison, and Pouncey.
Like I gotta say, I mean, the Hayward Donnie football thing. Did Donnie say who would you take off to put you higher?
Funny enough, we have that clip for you to play, don't you, Limits?
Yes, we do, because Mark, we would definitely not want to speculate on this, and definitely want you to hear it.
That's what I like to hear from the guy ahead is the third best player of the last 25 years in Steelers history.
Why am I not the first?
Well, I went Ben 1 and Troy 2.
So.
So what's wrong with that?
I love it.
Put that in your file.
Please, yeah. Please
Pony has me third.
Yeah.
We need a tweet of you writing something down. We'll all know what it was.
Oh, he's going to put me in the file then.
Not invited to a wedding.
That's right.
I had you eighth. I had you fourth.
Name them.
Guys ahead of you?
Oh, boy. I think one of these I know, and it's going to piss him off. Come on. Name them.
I don't know which one you're implying.
You'll get to it eventually.
I think number four is going to set him off.
I think number four might set him off.
Harrison was 7, Watt was 6, Hines was 5, Faneca was 4.
Oh, no. Okay, not the one I
thought. 3 was AB.
That.
2 was Troy.
Why was I supposed to react to the AB one?
Well, didn't you say something on Twitter about I'll see you when you're in Pittsburgh again?
Yeah, because he was...
He was being an idiot.
Yeah,
he was at flight risk.
He was at the time.
Yeah, it still is, I think.
Thoughts?
Donnie played it off well. It could have got ugly.
Imagine if Cam heard that you didn't even have him in your top 10 till I prompted you.
I'm sure he does. I told you, he told me last year he had a folder and he kept screenshots of everybody to talk crap on him so he could go through them at the end of the year and say, ha ha.
Your buddy McAfee is interviewing Jelly Roll right now, the singer.
Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll. Yeah, he was at the big event, at the big night out.
There seems to be some horrible problems with his face. What's happening?
It's called tattoos.
He has tattoos on his face. Jelly Roll.
I realize that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's the horrible problem. How do we feel about face tattoos?
Feel not well about it.
What, Mark?
Let me tell you about Jelly Roll.
Okay.
First of all, he's lost about 300 pounds, so good for him. And second of all, guess who's taking part in SummerSlam, a WWE wrestling event in August? Randy Orton and Jelly Roll versus Logan Paul.
What?
And Drew McIntyre. He's getting in the ring and wrestling.
Are you covering it?
I would love to, but it's August 2nd in New York.
Wait, aren't you
MetLife
a prominent wrestling writer now? Why wouldn't you cover that?
I mean, that's right in the middle of camp. Jelly Roll. Would you be able to beat up Jelly Roll, Joe? I don't think so.
God, no. I'm looking at him right now.
Why do they want the Paul brothers involved more in this stuff?
No, it's just Logan. Logan's pretty good, though. I mean, he's very, very athletic, very talented. Jake's just a boxer. Not just a boxer, but he's a boxer. But Logan's really, he's very talented at what he does. But Jelly Roll, apparently all the word out there is the guy puts in a lot of work in the ring now, and he actually is not going to embarrass himself.
Have you met Jelly Roll, Mr. Roll?
I would love to. That's the only country music guy I know. Him and him and Shaboozy is the only two people I know.
Why didn't you include Jerome Bettis in your honorable mentions?
He played here for like 2 years.
That's a lie, and you know it.
2 years in the 2000s, right?
Three years? They won the Super Bowl in 2005, the year before.
How many years did he start? He didn't start in 2004, he didn't start in 2005.
In 2000, he had a 1,300-yard year with 8 touchdowns, another 1,000-yard year with 4. Then he became part-time, but he still had 600, 800, 900 yards with 29 touchdowns over 3 years, and then the whole Bettis Super Bowl thing.
If we're strictly going by the year 99-25.
Why didn't you include Casey Hampton?
Le'Veon Bell is better than Jerome Bettis. Over those,
I do agree with that.
We're talking about.
I do agree with that. How about Santonio?
Career-wise,
why not Casey Hampton then?
Oh, I love Casey Hampton. If I could find a spot for him, I would put him at top five. But what, you know, he's a guy that wouldn't probably be able to play nowadays, position wise. But the guy was dominant for a decade, man. I mean, he could do what he wanted. Plus, he was the funniest guy in the world. So, gotta love Case.
I mean, he was a great, great player. And if your defense begins up front in the middle, man, he's one of the best ever. So it's Franco, Jerome, Willie Parker, Le'Veon Bell are the top four rushers in Steelers history. Who's fifth, Mark? Wrong. Limits?
Wrong.
Who's fifth?
John Henry Johnson.
Yes.
Really?
What an answer. You won't believe who's sixth. This is incredible. It goes Franco.
Walter Abercrombie.
Wrong.
Boo.
Wrong. Mark? Wrong. Frank,
Barry Foster.
Wrong. Frank Pollard, seventh. You won't believe him, sixth. Wrong. It goes
Merrill Hodge.
Franco, Bettis, Parker, Bell, John Henry Johnson, and this guy who comes before Frank Pollard, Dick Hoke, Barry Foster, and Rocky Blyer to round out the top 10. This is incorrigible and incrinculent. Any guesses? Limits? Wrong.
Isaac Redman.
Isaac Redman.
Jonathan Dwyer.
Cavalli, you get one more guess.
Did I say Merrill Hodge?
Yes, he's nowhere near this. What are you talking about?
No.
Merrill,
I said Mendenhall, Hodge.
It's not Frenchy Fuqua. It's not Cordell
Rocky
Stewart.
Rocky Blyer.
Cordero Patterson.
I just said Rocky Blyer's 10th. Cordero Patterson.
Not Cordero.
How about Ben's in the top 30 just ahead of Tim Worley? The number six all-time rusher for the Steelers.
Can you give us their number?
Is one Najee Harris.
What?
Wow. Is that incredible or what? Cavalli?
Incredible for what? Incredibly mediocre for having him as your top six running back in franchise history?
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. Who's the all-time?
And this is a team. This is a team based on running and defense, and Najee Harris is sixth overall.
That's incredible, man. I mean, they gave him the ball 8 trillion times. Who's the Steelers' all-time leader in rushing yards per game, Cavalli? Wrong.
Rushing yards per game.
Franco.
Nope.
I'd say Le'Veon, maybe.
Very good. And it's not even close.
Wow.
Le'Veon Bell averaged 86 yards a game. The next guy is Jerome at 72.
Wow.
How about that? Le'Veon had Hall of Fame potential. He really did.
Hall of Fame potential and terrible management by his agent.
Who had the longest run in Steelers history? Wrong.
Willie Parker in the Super Bowl, right?
That was only 75 yards.
Oh, is that Mark Malone?
No. Mark Malone? What the hell are you talking about? No.
Mark Malone had I thought he had a 99-yard touchdown run. Why did I think that?
Do you remember when Terrell Pryor ran 90 yards past the Steelers on the baseball field?
Everybody does limits, but that's beside the point. What's the longest run in Steelers history? Wrong. Who has it, I should say? Anybody?
Juju has the longest catch in Steelers history at 97 yards. Throw out other facts.
I was there.
You were there.
I was there that night. That was in Detroit. I think he did it twice, actually, that year.
Then he got on the bike. Remember that?
No. Any guesses, Cavalli? The longest run in Steeler history? You're supposed to be a Steeler historian.
And I already gave you my guess. I said Mark Malone.
That's one of the worst guesses I've ever heard to any sports trivia question ever.
Rocky Blyer, Barry Foster. Rashard Mendenhall.
Rocky Blyer, no. Bob Gage, 97 yards.
Oh, I did not know that.
97-yard run from Bob Gage.
Yeah, the big boy has to go.
He was a first-round pick, sixth overall in 49. I was there.
If he starts pulling out longest punt of all time, I'm leaving.
Wait, was that a punt return? Oh no, this is passing. No, he did. He had a 97-yard run. This dude. He only had 85 carries in his whole career. I get bogged down with stuff like this, and I apologize. Who has the greatest yards per rush in Steeler history? It could even be four attempts, which it is in this guy's career. And this is incredible. This is absolutely incredible. No, but I remember his run against the Ravens. You remember that one?
Yeah.
Limits, do you have a guess? The greatest yards per attempt in Steelers history?
Barry Foster.
Wrong. Darius Heyward-Bey at 21.3 yards
count.
Per carry. Yes, it does.
He had like two carries.
What?
How doesn't that count? He already said it could be up to four carries.
Now, both of you should get this one right. Who has the most fumbles in Steelers history?
Rashard Mendenhall.
Wrong. Limits. He only had the fumble in the Super Bowl.
Well, that's the most memorable one.
That's a different question. Kabali, the most fumbles in Steelers history. Who was it? Wrong.
Is it Jaylen Warren?
Never Najee. Najee never.
Think
fumbled,
about
though.
It for a second. Who had the ball the most?
Jerome Bettis.
Ben.
With 115 fumbles.
That's a lot of fumbles.
Then Franco, then Terry Bradshaw, Cordell, and Rocky Blyer. Round out your top five. Thank you, big boy.
Thank you, big boy.
All right, we'll see you, fellas.
See you, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He was the limitless wonder.
Thank you, a limitless wonder.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Shall I call you Ron, Dr. Dick? What should we go with
here? You can call me Ron.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity. Spectacular opening, Limits, and I'd like to put forth the first topic on the Limitless Express
today. I would
love
you to.
Are you aware that in western Pennsylvania we're seeing an influx of rare woodpeckers?
No, I was not aware.
Story in the Post-Gazette recently observed six different species, I guess, of woodpecker, including red-headed woodpeckers, are nesting in the county for the first time in 35 years. There's different woodpeckers everywhere you look.
First time in 35 years.
Yeah. Bob had a woodpecker problem for which he took medication, but also there was a problem at his house with a woodpecker just never leaving, and I think trying to peck away Bob's roof.
Well, did both of his pecking problems get fixed, Joe? Is that what you're saying?
I think they did, and I'll bet you didn't know that according to the Pennsylvania Bird Atlas, this is a very, very rare occurrence to have this influx of woodpeckers, including the emerald ash borer.
Or is that
a tree?
I once had, that sounds like a tree. I once had a woodpecker one summer growing up that would just peck on the gutter all the time.
Are they bored, Limits, woodpeckers? Just pecking on wood all day long? I know that's what they're sort of built to do.
That's what their life is.
But it's their whole life is pecking on wood?
Well, yeah, that's how you eat. That's probably how you build. Maybe woodpeckers build. You know, they probably build a nest, right?
Yeah.
Do they build it out of wood? Like a log cabin? Like how people stay in log cabins?
Do
woodpeckers
what do they
stay
eat?
In...
Do they eat wood, too? Where do they get food?
I think they
worms?
I think they eat wood.
Yeah?
Or are they pecking into the wood to eat the worms?
I don't know.
To eat bugs that are in the tree?
Let's move on. I just thought you might want to know that.
I appreciate you letting me know that. Very much so. Terry McCorrin is frustrated in Washington, D.C.
I've been pretty frustrated, I'm not going to lie. Everything that has transpired up until this point is... it's been disappointing and frustrating. You know, I wanted to continue my career here, created my life here. You know, my wife and I have bought our first home here. So this has been somewhere where I've always wanted to be. Just to see how things have played out has been disappointing.
So he wants a new contract and he doesn't want to get traded, but it seems like they're at a stalemate right now. And many people have thrown out the idea, what if you did a Watt for Terry McLaurin type of trade? I don't think that would happen because both sides don't want it to happen, and I don't think they would compromise on that. But do you think it's any bit possible that the Steelers could lure Terry McLaurin to they offer Washington something like a second-round pick and something else? Would you consider that?
I mean, of course I would if I were the Steelers, but I wouldn't if I were the Commanders. I love Terry McLaurin. Man, I've seen there was one interview I saw with him last year, and it was during another one of the George Pickens upsets. And I'm like, man, compare this guy to Pickens. He's an absolute leader. On the field, he's an absolute maniac, and he's just a metronome of consistency. You want to hear since his rookie year, his catches every year, Limits? You ready for this?
Please.
Thank you for asking. 87, 77, 77, 79, 82. Would you like to hear his yards?
Yes.
You will. 11, 18, 1,053, 11, 91, 1,002, 1,096. He's just guaranteed. Average yards per catch, 12, 9, 13, 7, 15, 5, 12, 7, 13, 4. Touchdown, 7, 4, 5, 5, 4, 13.
He's a guaranteed 1,000-yard receiver.
He just is. He's just so good and so consistent and so tough. And seemingly, from, you know, when I've heard him talk, is just a guy that other players want to be around. He's a natural leader.
He is. Now he'd be the perfect guy for this offense that really doesn't have a natural leader right now.
I mean, I'm not even... yes, of course he would be. I think they're insane. Now, I don't know exactly what he's asking for, but he deserves to be paid. This guy needs to be paid. And he's still in his 20s, and they have a great quarterback. I have to believe this is going to get done. I'm sorry, I have to, although he is almost 30.
Yeah.
He turns 30 September 15th.
A great quarterback that they're not paying any money to. So here you go. Pay your weapons.
Good point.
And they added Deebo Samuel. They keep adding on parts for Jaden Daniels. Washington has not spent a lot of money over the last however many years. Now they're starting to. They brought in multiple guys. Hello, Pony. They brought in Marshawn Lattimore in that trade. They are probably going to end up signing McLaurin, and they bolstered up their offensive line. So this should be something that it's probably going to end up being like a TJ Watt situation where it eventually does
get
done.
Well, you made the best point of all. They're not spending money, splurge in other places if you're not spending on your quarterback yet. Now, I realize at some point, you know, they will have to not only spend, but spend a hell of a lot of money on Jaden Daniels. But for now, this is nonsensical on their part. They have a really good thing going. And I have to believe that this is going to get rectified. Don't you?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. Washington,
I mean, they're ready to go. They got Deebo Samuel there. They got McLaurin. They have a star quarterback. They're ready to go.
Well, and especially that ownership group compared to the previous one, they seem like they have done a really good job of rebuilding the Commanders and getting everything right. And part of that is always getting a franchise quarterback. But I think they'll end up doing right by Terry McLaurin and paying him the money that he deserves.
Next.
And that he should get. All right.
What did Pony want?
I don't know. He came in, and I think he realized that I was talking, so he didn't say anything. Mm. Adam Schefter on ESPN said he still thinks that the deal with TJ Watt gets done.
The issue there right now would seem to be the length of the years in the contract. You know, again, Trey Hendrickson and TJ Watt, they want more years. The teams want to give them fewer years. Both players are in their 30s. So for the players, it's about getting as much guaranteed money as you can over a longer period of time. And for the teams, they want to keep the players, although obviously it feels like Pittsburgh is more intent upon keeping T.J. Watt than Cincinnati is with Trey Hendrickson. Nobody's been able to get a deal done. And I think the bigger issue right now is the length of the contract, which equals guaranteed money, right? Like that's the issue on both. I think Pittsburgh and T.J. Watt somehow will figure out a way. Best I could tell, they haven't gotten close recently, but we'll see if they can figure out a way to get that done by the time camp begins.
Or by the time camp ends, I would say, like they did last time with T.J. Watt. I just have to believe that this is going to get done. More than ever, I believe it. I mean, the sticking point is number of years and guaranteed money.
Yeah, I mean, somebody will cave on that.
They'll just come to an agreement here. Myles Garrett had 4 years, right? So
yeah.
What would you imagine TJ is asking for? Five?
Probably five and around $40 million a year. $41 million a year. So you're talking about a deal for TJ Watt, depending on what they do with signing bonuses and stuff like that, where the guaranteed money is.
I'm getting tired of talking about this. I don't mind admitting that.
But five and
how
40
many different
million
things can we say about it? He wants to be, I imagine, and nobody's reported this for certain, that he wants Myles Garrett money and probably a penny more. That's what I would imagine. And he may want a year more than that. So make a compromise. They will at some point, and he's going to be here.
Five at 40 is $200 million for T.J. Watt.
How much of a guarantee? No, it's too much. Yeah, you're right. That's too much.
Way too much. I wouldn't do that.
It's ridiculous. That's that not long ago, and maybe for some guys, that still is quarterback money.
Yes. That's why I would more so be willing to do 4 years, no longer than that. And of course, Watt wants the security. He wants the extra year added on with significant money, where he's probably going to be more.
Maybe they're only offering three.
He would probably, yeah, it's possible. And then they meet in the middle for four. That would probably include this current year. So is Watt asking for, he's probably asking for more money this year. So it would rip up this year's contract and make it just a 5 year deal for the rest of his Steelers career. Steelers might just say, hey, include this year, add on two more, and then we're good. And they'll compromise on a fourth.
Next.
All right. Let's move along to what Tony Clark, he is the head of the Major League Baseball Players Association. He says that they do not want a salary cap.
Talk about things I'm already sick of talking about.
And he says that it would take baseball backward, saying that the MLB has their interests, and those interests aren't much different from the interest they've had over the last three, four, five decades. But when the game is in a great place and the game appears to be growing and moving in the right direction,
I don't want to hear anymore. I don't care. They don't want a salary cap. Some owners do. Some owners don't, by the way. It wouldn't surprise me if secretly there are certain small market owners who say they'll want a salary cap who won't, because it's accompanied inevitably by a salary floor. And I was reading about this morning, all kinds of projections. Like, I think in the NBA, you have to spend 90% of the cap. I mean, what if the cap is $200 million? Where would a team like the Pirates get money to spend $180 million on players?
Well, and it would also also have to be the floor. Where do they get the money? They still have a lot of money to be able to do that. They don't have the same money as the Yankees to get to 250, but I imagine they can get to 150, 160 if they really tried and were committed to it.
Maybe. I don't know. But then there's one of two scenarios. How do you know?
They could definitely be spending more than they're doing right
now. Yes, I would agree with that.
And I would imagine that they could go with all the revenue sharing money that's out there and all the money that they get before you even account gate revenue, merchandise sales, stuff at concessions and stuff like that. They're already making so much money based on revenue sharing and what's handed out by baseball. Wasn't it Bob Nightingale that came on with either us or the PM guys and said that they automatically get like $50 million a year through revenue sharing, and then they get another $40 million? So they're getting $90 million right off the bat.
Yeah, but the point here is one of two things would happen with a salary cap. Either A, the scenario I just painted, where they're forced to spend to 90% of the cap. Let's say it was, like I said, $200 million.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that Bob Nutting would be real happy with that or other small market owners. Or there's B, where you have a wide disparity still. Let's say the cap is $250 million, but you're compelled by the floor to spend $125. Well, how does that solve anybody's problems?
Well, if they don't like it, then get out of baseball.
No, I'm saying
move on. Like Cincinnati,
you're misunderstanding. If it was 250, the cap, but you only were compelled to spend 125, how does that fix all these problems everybody's talking
about? That's why you need a floor, too.
The floor would be 125.
Floor.
If the floor is 125 and the cap is 250, how does that solve the haves and the have-nots?
I can't imagine that they would set it up and design it that way, where there is over $100 million difference between the cap and the floor.
Okay,
it would probably be around 50.
Okay, then you're talking scenario A. Let's say it's 225 is the cap.
Yeah.
Then teams will be compelled to spend 175 in your scenario.
And that's a lot better than what they're doing right now.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, and I don't think any small market owner is going to actually vote for that or argue for that.
Well, maybe there's a starting point where you say, okay, we're going to make the floor 140, and then it will gradually grow as basically everything is. The dollar continues
to grow
in value.
They better be sharing a lot of revenues if teams like the A's and the Rays and the Pirates are going to be spending $170 million
on players. Well, Tony Clark, if the game is, as you claim to be, going in the right direction and attendance is up, it shouldn't be hard to find that money to be able to share with those markets.
You go tell the Yankees and the Dodgers to share more. They're already subsubsidizing the smaller market.
Oh, they have plenty.
Oh, yeah, just share with everybody.
Yeah, come on. Okay. Sharing is caring.
Right. My point there is I'm not so sure there's going to be a consensus even among owners on a salary cap and how badly they want that salary cap. They may pay lip service to that, but when the reality of it clicks in for either the bigger markets that are going to have to share more to make it more equitable, to rise, you know, the tide for all boats, so to speak, or the smaller market owners who are suddenly going to be compelled to spend 40, 50, 70 million more dollars on players. Are you kidding me? It's going to be very interesting limits.
Last one. Patrick Queen comes in at 75 on the NFL top 100 players list voted on by the players. He's ranked higher than Cam Hayward. Patrick Queen at 75.
What?
Your reaction to this?
Speechless, as you can hear.
Today by the Steelers.
I'm speechless. You know, when they say the players vote on these things, do they really? And do players really know what do guys in the AFC North, are they studying what guys in the NFC West are doing? I don't know. It's like when college football coaches vote for, you know, the top 20. There's the coaches poll every week in football, right? Do you think any one of those guys is watching anything but their next opponent or teams in their conference? Do you think, you know, the Alabama coach knows what's going on? Of course, the Pac-12 is the SEC right now, so there's no good examples. You know what I mean, though. The SIDs do those votes for them is what I'm trying to say. There is no such thing as a coaches poll, and there's no such thing, I don't think, as an informed players poll. And man, this is a graphic example of that.
Like, does Dues know what's going on with Arizona State? like when they were ranked last year, I really do wonder, like, how much can you pay attention
right.
to those teams?
Exactly.
So Queen was 64 last year. He's 75 this year. Cam Hayward's 83. Patrick Queen regarded as a better player by the players than Cam Hayward.
No, they don't know what they're talking about, but thank you for asking, Limits.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.